It was in the Old Testament and it's in the New Testament. And it's not her long hair. It's an actual veil covering. It's a sign for angels. But that's just one part of it. The pagan holidays people practice Christmas and Easter. Yeah, that's good. And I don't know what else you're involved in, but I would encourage him. We have a 10-point test that goes into a lot of these things. Most people that claim Christ, they don't go deep enough. They come out of the church systems and they just stop there. But the Bible actually teaches us to dress our temples different. The Bible teaches us to live different. The Bible teaches us to come out and spend our time different. So I would really love to hear from your husband and go to the scriptures with him and encourage him. And even when we travel through Iowa, I'd love to stop and see him, see you, and encourage you in the faith.
Well, my husband's just learning. I'm teaching him.
Well, okay. But that's still, everything should go through the husband.
Correct.
Yeah. So have him contact me. But there's much things you have to go much deeper. My wife has a section on the website. My wife's right over there. If you want to go talk to her, go talk to her. She'll share all kinds of truth with you. We love you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I think
oh, you're going to go over there, brother?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll be here.
Okay.
Gospel good news. We're lifting up the hope of eternal life found in Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection. We're out preaching Christ crucified. Well, why do we preach Christ crucified? Because there's only a narrow path by which you can find salvation. You don't find it in a Sunday church service, Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran. None of those are made of God. They're all made of man. You don't find it living like the culture. You find eternal life repenting to the shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection, being born from above. When you're truly born again, guess what? You don't want the Dells. You don't want flesh. You don't want entertainment. You don't want pride and vanity. You want spirit and truth, holiness from the scriptures. And you test every false way. That's why we're out here trying to get our neighbors to open the Bible. Test every false way they keep. The world is full of false ways. Test it and seek it in righteousness and truth. Unless you do, you're set for the wrath of God. We don't want our neighbor set for the wrath of God. We want our neighbor to know goodness, righteousness, holiness, and truth. But you can't have that unless you lose your life. You can't have that unless you come out of the world. You can't have that unless you surrender completely to the one who gives you life. He gives you breath. You're walking on his earth. You're breathing his air. His gravity's holding you on the ground. But Americans trample God's sovereignty, God's creation, to live any way they want. To show off their lives, their bodies, to show off in pride and vanity, to live in sin and worldliness, to practice false ways, to be of the world. You can't be of the world and of Jesus Christ. The Bible says if you love the things of the world, 1 John 2:15, the love of the Father is not in you. And the Bible says we hate every false way. Would you guys like a gospel card? The Bible says you must hate every false way. Psalm 119:104. The world is full of false ways. We don't hate the people. We hate the world system. Why? Satan developed this world system to deceive you, to distract you. Test yourself. Let me know if I can ever help you.
You almost made it.
Check out my website. Shoot me an email. Let me know if I can ever help you. We love you. Gospel good news. Christ makes the way of eternal life. Read your Bible, study and seek him in spirit and truth. What a joy we get to lift up the biblical gospel to eternal life, to remind people that the wrath of God is coming, to tell them about the goodness of God and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And only through repentance and being born again can you find eternal life in Him. But Satan's developed these church systems. Satan's developed the culture to deceive you, to distract you. Jesus said the great commands, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. If you didn't wake up today with the desire to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you're actually practicing idolatry. And no idolaters will inherit the kingdom of God. We don't want you to be an idolater. We want you to know God, serve God, seek God, look for His kingdom, which is in the heart of His people. But we come to these places in the street. Why? To stand in the broad road to destruction and to remind you that this is Satan's kingdom you're walking in that you must repent of. Turn and repent, neighbors. Embrace the goodness of God. Flee to Him while there's time. Jesus, so good and glorious and worthy and loving and true and full of grace. Don't trample His grace today.